Señor, ¿cómo está? Antes que nada, what's your full name, sir?
Mario Johnson.
Mario Johnson. Mr. Johnson, how do you do today, sir?
I'm doing good.
Now, let's go. You're going to be our, where are you?
District 1 City Council.
District 1 City Council. You might change the word.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just try to get those. Probably those work better than, let's see right now.
Yeah, district, okay, yeah, that'll work. That'll
we
work.
Are, okay, yeah. Perfect. So you're running for city council, the district number one. Where's it?
Number one.
Came from Turley.
Yeah.
63rd North. Come all the way around to Admiral and Sheridan?
Admiral and, Lewis and Admiral. And then, so it's a pretty big district. It's one of the two largest districts.
Bueno, pues el señor Mario Johnson trata de postularse para jefe municipal del distrito número uno. Las elecciones municipales de la ciudad de Tulsa son este martes. What election is going to be? The
25th? This Tuesday.
Bueno, that's around the corner.
Around the corner.
Las elecciones van a ser este día 25 de agosto. Posiblemente segunda vuelta. Possible second round, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be the 3rd de November. La segunda vuelta, en caso de que quede elegido empatado, puede haber una segunda vuelta que va a ser the second round. Is going to be the Tuesday, the 3rd, the November 3rd. Sin ningún candidato tiene la mayoría. Now, how many seats is on the city council?
Nine.
Total is
nine. Total.
Nine districts.
Nine districts.
Okay, tenemos nueve distritos, de los cuales Mr. Johnson is running for the number one.
Correct? Yes, district one.
So. Él está corriendo por el distrito número uno. Ahora, el término de cada elección. That's every 2 years?
Every 2 years.
Term for,
right.
For the city council son de 2 años. Y es muy importante tener. ¿Cuál es el trabajo? What is the job for the city council? What the jobs do on the city council?
Oh, well, yeah, wow, yes.
That's a very responsible job.
Yes, most definitely very responsible. And that's why I like the fact that I'm going to
tell us explain a little bit about what are you guys doing? I mean, as a
city council. Yeah, so I'm on the sales tax overview committee right now.
Okay.
Which that's what qualifies me, I would say, out of the other candidates that's running outside the incumbent to qualify for that position because we examine budgets.
Okay.
We review millions of dollars.
Examinamos presupuestos.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And this is what we do on the sales tax overview committee, which entails which the city council also
okay
with a little more right responsibility and make more decisions. We don't make decisions on the sales tax overview committee, but we see and we review to make sure that the tax money of the people of our city that it goes where it's supposed to go.
El trabajo de un city council es tratar de verificar los impuestos que haga la ciudad vayan a al lugar exacto, al lugar correcto. What do we do the money for? Tax sale. What do we use? What are being used at? Roads and streets.
Roads and streets and things like that. And so, city councilor's job is to approve budgets, work with the mayor, work with also parks department, transportation department,
okay,
economic development, department of the city, all those type of things. And also, a big thing is dealing with the issues of the people in the community.
Perfecto, muy bien. Yo le pregunto al candidato, what is your main plan to help a small business? Now, we got a big situation. Tenemos una situación muy fuerte acerca de lo que está pasando. About it's happening right now for the, you know, about the Mexican Hispanic community, about the police, ICE everywhere. What do you can help on that part?
Yeah.
¿Tú en qué nos puedes ayudar en esa parte?
Yeah, with the ICE, that's a big one. And I want to be able to work with the sheriff,
okay,
Rigolato,
and being able to, in which I know Rigolato. I know, sure.
You know Mr. Big Rigolato?
I do. I know him. And to work with him, dealing with the ICE, dealing with some of the situations with the Hispanic community when it comes to that, to where we could work with people, where people don't have to be afraid. And that's what I would do as a city councilor as far as ICE.
You know, the Tulsa County Sheriff, you got a new agreement with ICE.
Yes.
Let's go a little beyond the jailhouse, a little beyond on different things like drug dealers and, you know, domestic violence.
Right.
And stuff like that.
Right, right.
You got the people there calling because they're afraid. We got a show every Thursday here called Policias and Bandidos.
No good.
And the Tulsa police, as a matter of fact, we got a chief police yesterday.
Yeah.
He compromised, but the little term is gone. You know, we have on, like, what, like, the September 30th going to be?
Yeah.
Out.
Right.
But he's a compromise with the Hispanic community to keep going, to keep helping. Got nothing to do with the federal police or ICE police. And we've been working along very well.
Good.
With the Tulsa police and the sheriff department.
Right.
So far.
Good. And me as a city councilor for District 1.
Okay.
That's what I want to do. I want to communicate. And it's a good thing.
Lo que quiere hacer para la comunidad es comunicarse, tratar de hacer buenas cosas.
Yeah, and it's a good thing that I know them and I'll be able to work with them. When we talk about the sheriff and we talk about the thief and things like that.
Okay, de estar disponible para trabajar tanto como en la policía como en el departamento del sheriff. How will you improve safety in our neighborhoods while keeping relationship with the police, sir?
Definitely. Good. I love that question because public safety is number one on my list. I want to make sure everyone is safe, and that takes working with TPD to come up with initiatives and plans and strategy to make sure that that's possible and to make sure that become a reality.
Le preguntamos aquí al candidato que cómo mejoraría la seguridad de nuestros vecindarios, manteniendo una buena relación con la policía. Entonces, él va a tratar, si es elegido, tratar de ayudar más a la comunidad. Let's talk about, ¿cuál es el principal prioridad para apoyar a los jóvenes de los programas de salud mental en nuestra comunidad? Le preguntamos al candidato, what is your top priority to support our youth on mental health programs in our community?
Yes. And yes, that's very important as well. And what I see is the most important thing.
We don't got much budget for
right
that's built.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready.
No tenemos mucho presupuesto en educación mental.
And that's what I was getting ready to say is that to find the money to make sure that we get the money, if it's donations, private donors, but making the request how important it is that people can be living with mental health and don't know it.
Okay. Bueno, yo todo el tiempo he dicho, you know, I'm always saying this show, we need some more budget, we need some more help on with our kids. If you see the news, si usted ve las noticias, if you watch the news every morning or hear the news in the morning, everything is about shooting. Todo es fights under kids, underage kids.
Yeah.
They're, we know so long ago, we got this, it's 13, 15 years old. No sé mucho hubo muertes de 13 y de 15 años kids. What do you think about that?
That is so sad. And youth development is another priority on my list because public safety and youth development
is
terrible in our community.
Okay. Bueno, una de las prioridades más importantes es tratar de enderezar un poquito acerca de lo que está pasando con nuestros jóvenes. El señor concejal, el candidato a concejal número uno del distrito número uno de la ciudad de Tulsa, abarca, ya lo habíamos dicho en principio, is all the way to the north, the 56 north, la 56 norte, varía, por ejemplo, de acuerdo al mapa que estamos viendo, el distrito número uno viene de la 63 all the way to Sheridan and Emerald. And where else, Mr. Gandhi? The limit for the district number one?
We're going, if you're going east.
Going to south to...
Lewis is a cut.
The I-40, the 244.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Y es que la mayoría...
And what I like to tell people, Ruben,
yeah,
is Google.
I see. I just pull up right now.
Okay,
that's pretty big district.
Pretty big district.
And then the thing is, well, for the
and I like to let them know also they can go and they can Google Finder and they can put in their address. I really want them to know that they can put in their address and it'll tell them exactly what district they're in. Google Finder. They can Google that. Google District Finder. I'm sorry. District Finder and put an address and it'll let anyone know exactly what district they're in.
It's un distrito muy grande. I think it's the biggest district for
one of the two.
El uno de los nueve. Y es mucha responsabilidad. It would be a lot of responsibilities here.
Right.
Mr. Johnson.
Definitely, definitely. But like you was at that question you asked concerning youth, there is not enough focus, there's not enough resources and programs. There need to be a lot more programs that we need to bring back for our youth so that they won't get in trouble, and that will help decrease crime.
Now, this is a promise as a candidate, or is a promise to be true?
Yeah. Yes.
Digo, de repente cuando son candidatos, de repente hacen promesas de políticos, ¿no? Le preguntamos al señor Mr. Johnson que si es una promesa de que si él queda como concejal del distrito número uno, hará lo posible. Let me ask another question. We got a new chief police.
Yes, Jonathan Brooks.
El señor Mr. Brooks, what do you think about it? You know him personally?
Yes, I know Jonathan Brooks personally. He's the right man for the job. I remember when Wendell Franklin was hired, we had meetings concerning his hiring. I remember getting up and speaking at that time of the chief that was in the running at that time. And I mentioned Jonathan Brooks and Wendell Franklin. Wendell Franklin ended up becoming the chief at that time. But I got up and spoke and let people know I have interactions positive with them in the community. And those would be...
So you get along with him very well?
Oh, definitely.
Bueno, le preguntamos acerca del nuevo el jefe de policía que entra en funciones en octubre. I think he's going to be in function for October, right?
Mm-hmm.
Agarra el nuevo cargo porque el otro jefe, el anterior, sale ya el día 30, el día último de septiembre. Le preguntamos si tiene una buena relación con el nuevo jefe de policía, el señor Jonathan Brooks. Y dice que efectivamente tiene una buena relación. You think it's going to get easy things when, since you know the chief personally and get along very well, you think you guys working together, if you be elected?
Oh, yes, definitely. I'll be elected. We definitely will work good together. As a matter of fact, we've already have had conversations in the past throughout the years. He respect the work that I've done. I respect what he's done. And there's a mutual respect there, and we already know each other. When he was the deputy chief at the time, then he became the chief administrative chief.
Sí, yeah, that's chief. Correct, yeah. Sí, ese todavía tiene unos cargos, ahora el jefe de policía tiene unos cargos, fue deputy chief por un momento, en un tiempo, y ahora pues se desempeña como nuevo jefe de policía. I didn't see you nervous at all. I feel you more confident.
Yo, yes, yes.
You think you're going to win this?
I feel I have a really good chance.
No te veo muy nervioso. Te veo como muy seguro lo que vas a ganar. You say, one to 10. You say you win?
So, making the runoff first.
Okay.
I believe I make the runoff, I'll win. So, what I do need is for the Hispanic community in District 1.
Lo que necesita es que la comunidad hispana.
To come out and vote.
Salga a votar.
And also those that are not in District 1 to ask around to see if they have family or friends that's in District 1 and encourage them.
Ellos que no viven en el distrito número uno, tienen familiares que viven en el distrito número uno, que los inviten a votar.
Yes. And so, yeah, I feel confident.
I can see you're very...
The way I see it, it's a win-win situation for me. Because I'm already, I got 7 years of city government experience. I mean, I've served under two different mayors, G.T. Bynum, who originally appointed me in the position, serving our city for 7 years, and now Mayor, we have Mayor Nichols, and I'm still on that committee in my position.
So you've been doing a lot of experience with those mayors, right? Before,
yeah, yes, and I feel confident.
Bueno,
that's the win-win for me.
Es decir, estoy muy confidente el día de hoy porque bueno, se ha trabajado al lado del señor Nichols, ha trabajado al lado de todos los alcaldes que han estado al frente de nuestra municipalidad aquí en Tulsa. And how do you do with the actual measure? Are you guys getting along very well?
Which one?
Mayor
Nichols. Yes, we get along well. Yeah, I knew Mayor Nichols. I remember when he first ran for state rep. It was at a candidate forum. And I was listening and paying attention to what he was saying at the time. This was when he was state rep.
State rep.
Yeah, yeah. Before he was state rep, he wasn't even an elected official. And so I've known him, and we communicated. We've seen each other. We at different events. So yeah, throughout the years. So yeah, we already knew each other before he was mayor.
Bueno, pues te deseo de todo corazón. I wish you. You have a good luck on these elections coming. Recuerde que el día 23 de agosto son elecciones para algunas elecciones en lo que viene siendo en el mapa de Oklahoma. Y de estas elecciones hay 9 distritos para los ayudantes del condado de Tulsa, de City Council. Y Mr. Johnson viene a pedir su voto. He asked for votes for district number 1. Si usted ya puede votar, si tiene familiares, if you got a relative with a family, listen, and the number in district number 1, just let them know the vote day is going to be in August the 23rd, right?
25th.
The 25th. In Agosto 25, son las votaciones, and I wish you good luck, sir.
Yeah, and I want everyone to know that I haven't just contacted or communicated with the Hispanic community, that throughout the years at different type of rallies, I've supported, and I'm known throughout the Hispanic community. Quite a few people know me, and I just want people to know that I'm not just now coming because of vote, but I've always supported and I love the Hispanic.
Él estaba muy, muy al lado de los hispanos, por ejemplo, en protestas que ha habido, y él quiere invitarlos para que voten. La nueva mayoría van a ser hispanos. I was reading an article today about general national votes for this coming election. They say 58 million the Mexicans vote this election.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. So
that's a lot. They let you know they will vote.
Yeah. I'm talking about.
Yeah, so at the national pass. But it lets you know they will vote. And I'm hoping they come out in a good number of, because in District 1, there is 16% Hispanic, which is around 7,500 in District
1. In District 1?
Mm-hmm, in District 1, 7,500. That's a good number.
Sí, yeah, yeah.
Good number.
Le estaba platicando que vi un artículo el día de hoy, esta mañana, acerca de que 658 millones de personas hispanas in the Hispanic community, in most of those amount is Mexicans.
Yeah.
So they're trying to push to the kids. They're able to vote to do it this time,
Yes, good.
They're losing it. Some of the political parties are losing it, and the other political party winning. So gain more votes this time. Do you want to add something else before?
Just that what all my platform consists of, and that I'm very important about as well, is reentry and second chances.
When okay.
People that's just as involved that have got in trouble with the law, needing help getting back into society. I'm also pushing for that, and I want to help bring more resources for those people that's trying to reintegrate into society, women and men. That's very important.
Bueno, quiero ayudar a toda la gente, a la sociedad, en lo que pueda ayudarlos. Do you work right now with any special church, or are you doing anything?
I've always different organizations,
okay,
different boards and committees, AS that I work with. And I've these type of things I've always had some dealings in, for if it's youth development, equal opportunity, fair chances, and, you know, social justice.
Él trabaja por muchas organizaciones que pueden ayudar mucho a la juventud en cuestión de llevarlos por el buen camino.
And also a criminal justice reform.
Y también la reformación de justicia, de formación de justicia. Mr. Johnson, I wish you a good luck.
Thank you. Thank you, Ruben.
Thanks for coming today. Just remember, just keep in mind, this is your house.
All right. Appreciate it. Anytime.
Wish, come and visit us. We'll be here for you.
All right. That's the end of the plan.
And thank you very much on all this and part of your time, sir. Muchas gracias por el tiempo que nos diste.
Thank you.
Y gracias por escucharte. I mean, I hope we get much voters this time.
Yeah.
Remember, recuerde que el día 25 de agosto son las votaciones para los District Council de aquí en la ciudad de Tulsa. Y Mr. Johnson running for the number one está corriendo por el distrito número uno. Mr. Johnson, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, gracias.
You, my friend.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Muchísimas gracias. Continuamos, regresamos. Ay, disculpe mi inglés sin barreras, ¿eh?